So the Night Out is a national event. This year is projected, it's the number 34th annual event, national event, and it's projected to join over 38 million people in over 6,000 communities nationwide. And what we do is we come out and celebrate safety. We celebrate people against violence, people against crimes to the community, and we do this with the police department, which is amazing. The guys come out, as most of the time we have different events. Like in Springfield right now, we have 11 events going on that night, and they are all actively participating by the police department. And it's just a night of fun and neighborhood gathering and safety and conversations. Just a great day to kind of be out with your families and such.
And it's a it's kind of a festive atmosphere, correct? I mean, even though you're talking about serious subjects as dealing with crime, it can be it's meant to be fun as well, right?
Absolutely. We have different types of events. Like we have Calhoun Park is having a handball clinic. So the police officers and the community are going to communicate. They have fun. There's music. It's basically a mingle. You know, you come out and just get to know who your officers are, get to know who your neighbors are. I think it's the best steps to keep a neighborhood safe is that unity. I think when we have fun together, we kind of embrace in a different way than when things are in the bad way. Things are happening that are dangerous and not so much fun, right? So when we join together in this type of atmosphere, which we're going to have a lot of events, like I told you about Calhoun Park, then Marshall Roy and East Springfield is having a movie night. So they're having food and gathering, and then after that they're having a movie. So they say, community, bring your blankets, hang out. Just stay here, get to know each other. We have Middle Street Playground in Indian Orchard. They're having fun and games and prizes and bikes that are going to be raffled off. There's a lot of things that the community are doing just to bring people together and talk about what is their community, but also talk about each other and what makes them be the part of this community. And the police department is there just to support it all and make sure that they're part of that, the people know that they're part of that community too.
How many police officers would you say typically take part in this? And is it something that they look forward to, that they want to do, as opposed to maybe being told they have to do it?
We have a lot of interested police officers that are going to be at this event. Yes, we have the ones that are working because that's what they're working times. Then we have other ones that might be on other assignments but or assigned to this particular event. But there's a lot of them that just want to be there. They want to just take a chance of that. I can't tell you a number because I don't know, but I know that there's going to be all equipment's out. You're going to see the trucks out, you're going to see bikes, you're going to see canine units, you're going to see all of the police department that's being engaged in performing and being there and actively participating with the community and all the stuff that's happening.
How does this Night Out program fit into the Springfield Police Department's year-round work in the communities? I'm thinking in particularly the C3 initiatives.
So this is an extension of that. The C3 is meant to be a community-led kind of, and community and police togetherness to fight crime. So it's just a celebration of what has accomplished during the week, throughout the year. We have the different C3 neighborhoods have an ongoing of events that do that, just foster relationships with the community. So this is another celebration of that, just a continuation of what's going on. We have about 4 C3 units in the area in Springfield, and one of the metro areas getting bigger and bigger. So all of these officers and all this community just celebrating what they have done for the year.
Where can people go to find out more information about the events that you mentioned are going on?
So the National Night Out, there is a posting on for the events list on the city website under the police department. The Springfield Police Department is the link to the right. There's a link for that. I will say that all the sectors in Springfield have an event. We have 11 of them. Think about starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon all the way to 9:30 at night. That's how long the event lasts. And the different event lasts. We have, I think I mentioned to you, three. We're going to be First Resource Companies, which is Concord Heights, Worthington, City View Apartments, Mason Square Apartments are going to have an event, too. They're between 3 and 6. We have a Nathan Bills Park, and that's 5 to 8. Allen Park Apartments is 5 to 9. Bay, Old Hill, McKnight is going to be at Blum Park, 6 to 8. The Forest Park C3 Initiative is going to be in Holy Name, and that's 4:30 to 8. Then Belliet, Nahorniak Park, and that's in Pine Point neighborhood, is going to be 6 to 8. What people encourage is to bring your lawn chair, just in a good attitude to have a great time and just enjoy the unity of the police and the community and everybody else that's involved in making this a safer night and a safer place to live.